You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Agriculture Minister, Senzeni Zogwana, confirming that the fall armyworm has been detected in Limpopo and in northern Gauteng. But what are the implications for food security in South Africa? Should we be worried about this? We're on the line now to the Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries, Minister Senzeni Zogwana. Good morning to you, Minister.
Morning to listeners.
No, thank you for your time this morning, Minister. So, firstly, I just want to know about the implications of all of this. So you confirmed that there has been a detection of this fall armyworm. What does it mean?
It means that if nothing is done between now and the time we harvest, we may lose some of the crops. But as a department, we have been doing work to study and understand, because it is the first time that it is kind of worm has attacked our maize or our crop production, and they've identified it to be this fall armyworm, which undergoes four stages of life, laying eggs from there, therefore larvae, pupae, as well as the worm itself, meaning the moth. And the belief is that it is mostly resident in Latin America in humid areas, but because of its ability to migrate, flying very fast, it may have flown to other areas, as it was detected last year in Nigeria and Zimbabwe.
Minister, you say that if nothing is done, we may lose some of the crop. But also, according to some reports, they say that if nothing is done, this pest could ruin the entire country's maize harvest. Tell me, is it that bad, or are people exaggerating about the impact?
It is bad, but fortunately, our scientists have been able to find that within our regime of pesticides, there are tools that can be used to deal with it. We are busy now registering it, because before you can use any pesticide, it should be registered first. And we'll make that to be quick, so that we can be able to apply it to areas that are affected.
All right, let's talk about these pesticides then. Have they been tested, or is this a trial phase? In other words, we're unlikely to even apply these pesticides and fail.
No, they are tested. They are tested, and our scientists are convinced that they will work. But it is only a question now of making sure that they are registered, as well as to make sure that those who will be applying it will adhere by the prescriptions of the producer. We are convinced that we will be able to deal with it.
But where were they tested? In South Africa or elsewhere?
In South Africa, remember, Tulane, we do have our own lab where we have got pesticides for each and every pest. But because this was a new pest of its kind, we have to check what has been done and what can be done. And we found that two of three of our pesticides can be applied on this one.
But what are the implications then of these pesticides on the food itself? Because more pesticides then will be applied on the food.
Yes, that's why I'm saying we have to ensure that they are applied accordingly, studies are done to make sure that there's no residue that can be harmful to people. And that is what our country has been very good in, to make sure that when you apply pesticides, you are not endangering the lives of those who will be consuming the food.
But do we even know the extent of the problem in South Africa yet, or is it all estimation at the moment?
We positively, it has been detected in Limpopo and northwestern part of Gauteng. We know now because we've done studies what we are dealing with, which is one part. Now we are busy now trying to apply measures of control, which will be the application of the pesticides. And I will be visiting some of those areas on Friday, so that I can see for myself. And we have also issued letters or to our provinces, so that farmers are part of this. And I'm proud to report that we have been working very well with Grain South Africa and other institutions like the University of Northwest. Our scientists are on the ground to make sure that we deal with this disaster threatening pest.
Certainly. I just obviously would want to pick up on the fact that you're dealing with most of the farmers that have been battling the drought and now this. What is likely to happen with food security? Are we likely to be affected?
I think, Tlani, that depends upon, and I can assure you we're doing all we can. Well, our teams are out. They were reporting even early in the morning. Early detection of this in any area is important. And once we put our teams and deal and make sure that we apply the pesticides, we will be able to contain it. Because remember, this pest undergoes the four stages of growth. We need to deal with it before it becomes a moth and can fly. So if we do, then that I believe we can contain it.
Minister Senzele Zogwana, for now, I must thank you very much for coming through. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks, Colin.
All right. Bye. Minister Senzele Zogwana is Minister of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries.